8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
You have a clue. If you study this out, you'll see where they are with this while the church is kind of sleeping, thinking that everything's going to continue on. But now, what have they done? They have actually, out of these so-called portals, see, while heaven's portal is opening for us, they're opening portals. Mount Hermon was where the first angels came down, the ones that took daughters of men. Mount Hermon. And they took them, and out of that were born the breed of giants. Well, interesting, when Jesus was there, he stood, as a matter of fact, I was there, where they built a temple, huge pillars like this, taller than this, in front of the mountain there, where they would go in and worship. But it was there Jesus stood and asked, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And it was there that he said, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church." It was right there on that spot. So see, everything that he did has significance. Now, what they have done, and this is going back way into the 50s, they've actually gotten hold of what they call antimatter or dark matter. This is all documented. It's all verifiable on the quantum level. I ain't no scientist, but I understand what they're saying. Just a small, very small portion of it. And this dark matter, they have to keep it contained, because just a drop of it is more powerful than four of the Hiroshima atomic bombs. This is what they've done. They've pulled this, they have it, and they've had to confine it underground. They took it to a college, a university, had it on the university. This is the dark matter. Now, hear what I'm saying. This is the dark matter that they've harnessed. Took it to a university, and when they had it on the university, all kind of paranormal activity started. Weird stuff, violence, deaths, murders, people going crazy till they had to move it. Just this little portion of it. I'm going to explain this to you so you just kind of connect the dots. That what they call antimatter is a part of everything. It's just like the fallen nature. When Adam sinned, everything came under the curse. Listen to me. But when we got saved, we got born again, and in other words, a veil was put up. We don't belong to him anymore. But now the antimatter or the dark matter is everywhere and touches everything. When you're carnal, when you walk in the flesh, not only are you giving place to the devil, but the enemy and nations have these things, and they use them as weapons. They can unleash this somewhere in a city, and chaos, anarchy will break out. Because it's the antimatter that causes the dark matter in people to react. And people won't even know why. Now, when this starts to happen on the earth, I was saying, when the carnal saint, there's going to be a part of you that you can't handle. Part of you acting up that you have no control of because you are carnal. Because you never crucified your flesh. Yeah, you're saved, but you're going to be messed up. But now those that remnant that have crucified their flesh. You see, and see, even some of you tonight that don't even believe. See, because you don't believe. See, you're bound by unbelief. You need everything proven to you. Amen. God speaks to you and you sit there and you act like you need him to prove it. While these scientists and these unbelievers, they're going on and experiment after experiment coming to pass, 100% effective, and they know exactly what they're doing. And the church sleeping. Make me happy. Tell somebody, you better get ready. There are two things going on. Amen. And through this CERN, they are opening up portals. As it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Can you handle this? Somebody said yes. Can, is this all right? See, I don't want to make you happy. I want to make you aware. I want you to get serious about your walk with God. We ain't got to be happy all the time. Listen, if you walk with God, there's a joy that's going to come to you. No matter what's going on, because you are in that secret place. You are where you are supposed to be. Instead of just the superficial happiness that's not going to be all the time. I'm just tipping the iceberg. That's just, I'm skimming the surface on how far advanced all this is, this technology. And here, people still arguing in the church. Making a fuss. Makes no sense. Amen? But God's going to take and spiritually elevate. Number four, there's an anointing coming upon you that's going to draw opposition. It gets quiet when you don't talk about prosperity and blessing. See, even if you don't understand why you're going through what you're going through, as we said, as we started, all things work together. If I love God, listen, if you have been going through and don't understand why, it's only because God is working overtime to get Christ formed in you. Because anything that ain't, listen, anything that's in us, me included, you included, all of us included, anything, when this stuff starts to happen, anything in us that is not like God is going to mess us up. Because the enemy's going to have access. When folks start acting up and anarchy starts breaking out, people don't understand why. And people, paranormal activity and all kind of demonic influence. You got to be in that secret place. Unafraid, unashamed. Unafraid and unashamed. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices, nor what is coming upon the face of the earth. The Bible says that many hearts shall fail for seeing what's coming upon the face of the earth. There's an anointing that will draw opposition. But be of good cheer. Jesus already overcame. As long as we dwell in him, we too will overcome. There's something coming toward you sovereignly, and it requires that you rest. Some trials you'll only be able to get through because your mind is locked on Jesus. But that's the veil. That's what the enemy cannot penetrate. That's what he has no right to. He has no access to. But the mind that is carnal, the mind that carries attitudes, the mind that is unforgiving, the mind that is critical, the mind that is anxious, the mind that is impatient, there's anointing that will attract opposition. Number five, the church will confront the spirit of Jezebel. I said the church will confront her. She's not confronting the church. The church will confront her. In 2017, we will not only confront, but pull down, displace, remove that spirit that has been controlling the revelation. There were prophets that ate from Jezebel's table. Her palace set in Jezreel. Jezreel means the land of revelation. All the stuff that's been hindering the forward movement of God's kingdom, all the traditional stuff, all the intimidating things, all the witchcraft and control and limitations and all that stuff that hover over cities, that keep cities on lock and no business is coming in and people dying prematurely and poverty everywhere, that spirit's going to be broken. I said that spirit's going to be broken. That spirit that causes you to be confused and intimidated and fearful and like a eunuch, unable to reproduce. I tell you, we're going to confront and break it. 2017. I said 2017. See, in Joseph's experience, guess what? Potiphar's wife could very well represent the spirit of Jezebel. Do what I say do, and I'll get you promoted. But Joseph ran. And because of that, he was put in prison. But let me fast forward a little bit. When it was all said and done, when he married, he was given by Pharaoh a young lady by the name of Aseneth, who happened to be Potiphar's wife's daughter. In other words, he took the seed that would have carried on but made her godly. Come on. He flipped the script. He broke that thing. What put him in prison, God brought it back to him. Had two sons. One's name meant he maketh me to forget, and the other name meant he maketh me doubly fruitful. All with what was meant for evil. Come on, I'm telling you, what the enemy has meant for evil, God has already said it's going to turn out for your good. So you have to work at getting into the place of rest. Stop worrying about it. Stop being frustrated over it. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop losing sleep over it. Get into the place of rest. Tell somebody, let God be God. Something sovereign. Something of God, not of you. Not of your skill, not of your job. Something of God is coming towards you. And it requires that you rest.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.